Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 209.
Welcome, team. In this one, we're going to talk about doing basic better. Let's go. Tanner, it's story time. So today's podcast episode is doing basic better, making the main thing the main thing. You don't change who you are for where you are. Here's a story. When I was done playing college football, I play a lot of flag football. It's not like basketball when you're done, you can join a men's league and it's really the same game in college. Baseball, it's, you know, same thing. You can join a men's league. Where in tackle football, there's very few adult tackle football leagues. So flag football is probably the closest thing. And we were in the state championship and I was playing quarterback and it was like a scene of any epic football matchup. It's like fourth quarter, overtime, just short amount of time on the clock, get the ball, have to drive the length of the field to win the game. So we drove the length of the field and we were 10 yards from the end zone. It was the last play of the game. And I called timeout to figure out what we're going to do. And we're in the huddle. And this is what I told our guys. I was thinking about this, like, what play should we run? And I said, you dance with your date at the prom. I'm throwing to Todd Elstrom, jump fade. Todd Elstrom is a Husky legend, wide receiver, Puyallup High School, you know, legend, played in the NFL, played in Europe, 6'3", was, you know, top 8 in the state in track and run, but he can jump. So why would we change what we did and get cute and get fancy, dance with your date at the prom? What got us here, we're going to live and die by it. If they can stop our best player, our best play, then stop it. If you can't, dance with your date. So left side, I threw Todd a lob fade. He caught the touchdown, state champions. Let's go. So what I saw at the Super Bowl, the 49ers versus the Chiefs. Now this could apply to your business. This could apply to your leadership. This could apply to whatever you're doing in life. For high performance, if you're seeking to be a high performer, you need to be able to do basic better. In these pressure situations that are deemed as pressure or high stakes, don't change who you are for where you are. As you watched in that Super Bowl game, it's almost the teams that make the fewest mistakes or who stay consistent to what got them there. Run the football. Drop design plays that you've done that, you know, it's good to create nuance and innovate, elevate. But what cost them the game was just a simple miss PAT. The Niners, do basic better. This is from Michael Jordan. If you can master the fundamentals, everything around you will rise. So the point of this podcast is to help calm your nerves. As one of my good friends, Josh Lifrak, former director of mental skills with the Cubs and the Mets, the process is fearless. Say it again. The process is fearless. If you can design and derive a process, how you warm up, how you execute, your pillars of execution, your philosophy on how to show up, offense, defense, you know, outbounds, how to get leads, how to follow up, how you present, your key points. Why would you go way off script when it matters most? T-Money. But I see this all the time. People get kind of nervous or, you know, going on a date. You just become somebody you're not. Do basic better. This is the only time in life I want you to be a basic bitch, if you know what I'm saying. Make the main thing the main thing. So and here's an example of the Super Bowl. Did you see the first drive, the 49ers? CMC, Christian McCaffrey, fumbled. Like, they had so much momentum. Guess what he did next? He changed back to the gloves that he wore all season. He wore a different kind of flashy gloves, like these gold and like flashy Super Bowl gloves. He took those off, went back to the gloves that he wore all year. Don't change what got you there when you're there. Let's go. So, T-Money, how does this hit? How does this sit with you?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's a great reminder of, like, always trusting who you are and, like, the process that's gotten you there. Like, exactly like what that story you just said with CMC. anything. And I mean, even in the third quarter last night, like the 49ers decided they're going to throw it and barely give CMC the ball. Well, they didn't score at all. They couldn't do anything on offense in that third quarter because they went away from what got them there. And I mean, but yeah, like in general, I think it's just a great reminder of like, trust in who you are and what you have been doing and what has gotten you to where you are. And just go with that because that's where you're going to be most comfortable and find the most success.
Yep. The process first. And T-Money, when I'm on stages and I'm in these boardrooms with these top performers, that's one of my core pillars is I don't need to go beyond or above myself in order to win. All I got to do here is I'm prepared. I know my stuff. Just stay you. That's all you can do. Just stay you. Just stay in that rhythm of your process, your values, what got you here. You know, just be yourself. See him. Let's go. Well, team, how could you implement that? Do basic better. How can you do that? Just think about your role, your profession. In times of performance mode, when you know other deem pressure, you double down on your process. Mm. Pressure is a privilege. So if you can do basic better, man, you're going to do great. Think about golf. If you're putting, if you're in a tournament, if you're playing Texas Hold'em, this applies to everything. If you're going on dates, if you have your boss in town working with you, just do your process.
Yeah.
Do basic better. T-Money. Hey, if we like this one, let's share it. Let's get this out. And then if you're leading people, have a discussion with your team or your family or your close people that you are working with. What are our process pillars that we are going to double down on regardless of where we are? Don't change who you are for where you are. T-Money, the body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
Hey, Master Mindset listeners, if you're looking for more resources on how to win the inner game, are you aware that I've written 7 books and 2 journals are all on Amazon? So go right now, Amazon app or the website, and search on Amazon, Colin Henderson Books, and get the tools and resources to embed these concepts to become the best version of you. Read the books and then use the journals, either the Flow Journal or the Rise Journal, to implement these strategies.